Hey, Bob, this is KQ4N, Reed in Moxville, North Carolina. Kilo, Quebec 4, Echo, November.
Hello, Reed. You're sounding pretty good here in Ohio from North Carolina.
Thank you. I didn't have any antenna damage during the storm. I was I had to leave Monday, and I just got back. I got the rest of the week off, and we might get it again. I don't know. I was tuning into the Biden speech, and I just can't listen to the guy. I just can't make myself listen. I'm gonna listen to y'all tell me what he did. only Obama is worse, and Joe looked up to Obama, and I just couldn't stand to listen to him either. Just the way he talked, and not the content of what he said. That was bad enough, but just to listen to his voice, I can't. So I resort to. I used to listen to Rush give his say so, but now he's gone. Now I listen to Tucker Carlson. I like Laura Ingraham. But I should just be checking in. I'll let everybody else get a turn. It's KQ4AN.
All right, Reed. You should go back, and when we get to you, you should tell us that what you were telling us then. But yeah, I do miss Rush Limbaugh. It is a shame that good people like him have to leave this earth, but none of us can end your lives. So thank you, Reed. KQ4EN, KJY. So looking for additional check-ins. CQCQ for the West. On this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year 1974. Founded by the late Victor, W1WCR. This is the interim net, the gold Liberty thought standard. Go to libertynetradio.org, libertynetradio.org. Don't go to the other domain because your eyes will possibly burn. With that being said, I'm going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. I remember as a young adolescent in elementary school, every morning we all stood and said the Pledge of Allegiance, and I don't believe they do that in school anymore. So, let me see if I have anybody else before I speak this on. immigration into this country, we have brought smallpox and polio back into America, so. Jump over to Mr. Bill. Good evening, Mr. Bill. It's John Saturday. Thank you for joining me tonight. The band is kind of crappy, so we'll get a couple of rounds of musical calls tonight. Over.
Yeah, Roger. KAJOY Liberty. The true Liberty Net, not the flat earth, fake sun.
Sounds like the flat earth society.
Convicted sex offender net, but small group of nutcases have created to try to besmirch this net. We're not that crazy net. This is the actual Liberty Net. Anyone that's confused needs to educate themselves. We're not part of the flat earth, fake sun, underage girl net. That's another net. It's not the Liberty Net. It's a fake net. Don't get confused. This is the only legitimate Liberty Net. It's been on its frequency for
too long.
20, 25 years. Don't get confused. I want to make that clear. Well, anyway, Bob, you know, people talk about fake news, and I'm going to give you a story that is 100% fake that was reported all over the media. It just went on for days, and it's totally 100% fake, and here it is. This is off the Federalist headline. Not one corpse has been found in a supposed mass grave of indigenous children in Canada. It says, starts out, it says, remember last summer when a supposed mass grave containing the remains of hundreds of supposedly found on the grounds of a former government boarding school for indigenous children in British Columbia, Canada. In the several months since this shocking news broke, not one body has been found, and not a single shovel full of dirt has been excavated from the site in question. Contrary to the worldwide media coverage last summer, nothing in fact has been, quote, discovered, unquote, in the grounds of the Indian residential school. You might remember the overblown coverage. CNN graciously reported what it called a so-called gruesome discovery. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation attended a boarding place to its coverage, saying, quote, this story contains details some readers may find distressing, close quote. The Washington Post declared that news of the mass grave has, quote, dragged the horror of Canada's mistreatment of indigenous people back into the spotlight, close quote. Every corporate entity took for granted this mass grave containing hundreds of corpses had indeed been discovered. Corpses of children, nonetheless. They reported it as fact. Quickly fell in line. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau pointed that the discovery is a painful reminder of that dark and shameful chapter of our country's history. British Columbia Premier John Horgan said he was horrified and heartbroken. The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights called it a large scale human rights violation. Call on Canada and the Vatican to investigate. Tribal leaders in Canada went further and said support from the Catholic bishops for the church's role in running these government boarding schools. And then came the arson. In June, dozens of churches across Canada, most of them Catholic and some of them more than a century old, were burned to the ground. No church was safe. My colleague Chris Benford reported at the time in Calgary, 10 churches of various denominations were vandalized in a single night. A few days later, a Vietnamese church was set on fire just hours after I held its first school service in more than a year. So you had all that going on. Churches burnt. Really,
TheDailyMail.com that Pelosi Jr. received $2.8 million worth of shares allegedly issued as part of a massive $164 million fraud in July of 2016. So there you go, another rock Democrat.
Another rock Republican. Oh, lasting bullshit.
And involved this all kinds of dirty deals and fraud load-laden companies.
But let's forget about the Trump cranks of the good.
I mean, he's up there with Hunter Biden. I mean, is there any of these Democrats that aren't crooks or they're perverts?
Are there any GOPs that aren't crooks?
Or perverts or drug addicts or what have you? Anyway, there's
three towers.
Stories for you. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAHJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Thank you, Bill. It is interesting how they never talked about the, like, the Pelosi kid or Hunter, but then...
Never are you talking about the Trump crime syndicate
either? He's trying to take down Donald Trump some more because he said that he inflated the value of some of his property for loans. But we're not going to talk about Hunter. We're not going to talk about Paul Pelosi. Isn't that amazing? Over.
Yeah, Roger, somebody got in there and said something about, well, they're not investigating the Trump family. Why, every time I turn on the internet, I see another investigation of Donald Trump trying to get documents, or they're looking into his kids or something. They claim that the government or the FBI is in, or the media isn't interested in Trump is ridiculous. Every day you see something about an investigation or something about documents or there's some alleged rumors being floated or it just never ends. But where's the investigation of Pelosi's son?
But you don't even care about them.
Hunter Biden selling paintings for $500,000 a shot. I mean, these guys are nothing but corruption. Back to you, Bob. KO4FE.
You're right. They're nothing but
corruption. Sounds like Trump. Nothing but corruption.
KO4FE. Thank you. It's your
feed.
You're not real good. It's what you started earlier.
KO4FE. Oh, well. I'll just shut my mouth full of, yeah, okay, I'm okay. I like you saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I remember every word of that since the first grade in 1967, Greensboro, North Carolina. Mrs. Sharp taught us that, and I knew what they were talking about. I didn't know what divisible meant, but I figured it out. But anyway, I'm glad, I like the way you said that, Bob. And yeah, I'm eating a jalapeno. I got home about 2 hours ago, and I made some jalapeno poppers. But anyway, I found out you cook them, and they're not so hot, but the flavors, yeah. But anyway, you mentioned the border, the Southwest border. You know, you don't. They used to pick on Trump. You know, he solved the problem just in a year's time. And
going on.
And they had. You don't hear the 10,000 people convoy come up with. You know, trucks with bottled water, and they all had cell phones, and they. That, you don't hear about that. All you hear about is you don't hear nothing. Yeah, the media is so corrupt and. Got Joe Biden in there. That's who we got to deal with now.
With the Republican Party.
You know, it's just unreal. So, okay, I wrote down we're on the real website, the real Liberty Net, and I looked it up, and I wanna stay on the real one. I've never heard of the fake one, but. And I don't want to get kicked off of here, but anyway. British Columbia, indigenous children. I've never heard of that fake story. That's a new one on me. That's
because
that's that's liberal people. And you know, I found out that there's only, 20% of people are really liberal. But there's these college professors that figured out you can go on the computer and put these algorithms in. It makes it look like there's hundreds of millions of liberals that think that way. And that's, they just want you to think like they do. And you know,
yep, that's right.
You know, you give their self power and their say so, but we're learning not to take that. And let's see, Pelosi Jr., typical Democrat, shady dealings. Same with Hunter, his laptop and his dealings, and Joe. They got him on video with the quid pro quo, and they blaming Trump, you know, what they did. Same with Hillary. She blamed Trump, and she started all that Russian collusion mess. And she's got the biggest pay-to-play foundation in history. And I guess she got it from Obama. I don't know. I don't know if Obama did it, but I
guess he doesn't know.
Oh, well. Poor Hunter got good lessons off of her. And that's what I got to say. It just stinks enough. And I think karma's coming. I think it's just a matter of time. I can't wait till the 22 elections. Okay. That's all I can think of. I'll try another. I'll get one more turn or something later. So, what do you think, Bob? Go ahead. KQ4EN.
Okay, I hope I'm sounding okay. I got a mic here that's acting up on me. Anyway, we'll go ahead there. You sound okay to you?
Roger, there. You're making a good trip here.
They're loud.
All right, well, we're out there. Thank you. Good to hear everyone. Good to hear Reeve in there. He's been on the road all week there. We're at 18-wheeler there, so it's good to hear him get back in time for the net. Here's an article. He writes an article every week. John J. Duncan, Jr., he's in the Knoxville Focus, which is a local paper here. And he puts it to these liberal socialist Democrats. Here's an article he puts in here. People are fleeing Democrat cities and states. There's a recent Drudge report had an article from the San Francisco publication which said 25 major corporations had moved their headquarters from California to Tennessee since June of 2018. The report said 150,000 more people had left California than had moved in during the third quarter of 2021, which would be equivalent to 600,000 a year. Do you think that liberals really wake up and realize or admit that their high tax or regulation, excessive spending policies are driving people away from the cities and states they run? Maybe they don't care, because if they run all the conservative business small government people out, it will be easier for them to stay in office. But eventually those offices will not be worth having. Nancy Pelosi does not spend much time in San Francisco. For years, she had used the excuse of her duties as Speaker to justify spending most of her time in Washington and traveling all around the U.S. and the world. But who could blame her? There have been numerous reports showing that very close to her gated community are homeless camps and streets filled with human feces and drug addicts, needles. And in San Francisco and almost every city run by Democrats over the last 40 to 50 years, taxes and crime have skyrocketed. And almost every everyone is left or is leaving except for the extremely rich or extremely poor. So this guy's got it right on the dot, doesn't he, gentlemen? Walgreens has closed 22 stores in San Francisco since 2015 after the city effectively decriminalized shoplifting under $950 in value. The Wall Street Journal called the city a shoplifter's paradise. Walgreens found that San Francisco had four times more shoplifting than any place else, and that they had to spend 35% more on security there. Several other chains closed stores there, stopped being open at night, or required advance appointments to shop. Smash and grab crime sprees were being done primarily by young African Americans, but finally even the African American mayor of San Francisco got fed up and called for a police crackdown. The big increase in crime in most cities coincided with the Congress voting to send checks to almost everyone, even when they hadn't worked for it. This left too many young thugs with it too much on their hands, with too much time on their hands. It also came about after the far-left extremist billionaire George Soros spent millions all over the country to elect soft on crime liberal district attorneys. Now, recall campaigns are being organized to get these left-wing Soros-sponsored prosecutors out of office, even in heavily Democratic places like San Francisco, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and other cities. I did read a few years ago that he had destroyed the currency in at least 15 counties, and then suppose swooped in like a vulture. Maybe his plan is to destroy some of our big cities with soft on crime policy and then buy up all kinds of things for pennies on the dollar, figuring that the economy would eventually come back. He is a very old man, but still very greedy. And he has three sons and other family members, and they are socialists. And there he's talking about George Soros. Socialism is great for the people at the top and is really good only for wiping out the middle class. In the 1950s and 60s, the top executives of our largest corporations had salaries averaging only 13 times more than their lowest paid workers. However, the bigger the federal government became, the gap between the rich and the poor exploded. Someday, more people will realize that big government is great for the wealthy and terrible for the little guy. So, this guy he was a legislator, but he was a judge here in Knoxville before he became before he ran for office. So he's really down to earth, and anyone can just go up and talk to him. He's a really, really good guy. So, you just wanted to put that article in and enjoying the net. Thank you, Bob, for running it. And I hope the band will clear up there for everyone. And back to you up there, Bob, K-A-8-J-O-Y on the Liberty Net in 4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee.
Thank you.
you can get him information here. Send out a call in. Said when then Mayor Richard M. Daley ushered in Chicago's red light camp nearly two decades ago, he said it helped the city curb dangerous driving. He said this is all about safety, safety of pedestrians, safety of other drivers. Was about making sure we keep communities safe. But for all their safety benefits, the hundreds of cameras that dot the city and generate tens of millions of dollars a year for City Hall have come at a steep cost for motorists from the city's black and Latino neighborhoods. A ProPublica analysis of millions of at about twice the rate of those in white areas between 2015 and 2019. The consequences have been especially punishing in black neighborhoods, which have been hit with more than $500 million in penalties over the last 15 years, contributing to thousands of vehicle impoundments, driver's license suspensions, and bankruptcies, according to ProPublica's analysis. Oh boy, Reed said we felt the brunt of it the way white people didn't. He's a long-time activist for racial equity and transportation in Chicago, whatever that means, who has received a handful of camera tickets over the years. He said, fortunately, in a situation where I can survive financially, unlike many black and brown people in the city, one ticket was from their whole finances in the hermitage. Anyway, it keeps going on. Basically, one reason they put the cameras in was because
driving back.
This is the True Liberty Net. That's great. I like you guys. And I can hear everybody good, including you, Bob. As Bill talking about the unequal traffic stops, I was studied by Bush in New Jersey. He had some studies going on, and they claimed it was equal. It was the same, you know, the whatever the ratio of blacks to white, they had the same stops. But, and then you're talking about. You're talking about Illinois, Chicago, and Rahm Emanuel. Boy, that's a good one. And Lori Lightfoot's even worse. And it's, you quote, keeping communities safe. And that's a great big one. And I remember Emanuel's brother was the author of Obamacare, and he knew that was for a single pay government offer of the insurance and the health care. It just about took the whole country down, and so Trump got in there and stopped everybody from having to buy it, the mandate or whatever. He had Larry was in there talking, you know, everybody is trying to exodus from the Democrat states, and that's been going on since Obama and all during Trump, because they have Democrat governors and people just itching to get out of there. And some just stubborn and don't realize what's going on. I think we're starting to see a little pushback on social media, but, you know, especially from Texas and Florida on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. I don't know. I'm not on any of them things, but I get a hint here and there. And I'd like to see them. I like to see the Democrats fail that way. I think it's good to see. Let it play out. I don't have any sympathy for them. It's the only way to convince them uninformed liberals, or people that's being taught liberalism. And I think it'll eventually defeat. Soros and what they're taught in school. The Obama's what their ideal. And I heard Marsha Blackburn the other day telling this news person, Michelle Mabel was trying to recruit hundreds of thousands of Democrats to go and vote the next election. And she says, well, she's wasting her time. They've already shifted to Republican. So don't worry. That's going to backfire. So that was a good, that's good news. And I'm just sitting here writing notes and trying to respond the best I can and let my say-so. So that's what I got to say, Bob. But what do you, back to you. This is KQ4EN. Hope I didn't go past my 30 minutes. I was telling Larry, I got a kick interested in this good-looking woman up and out in Northern Ontario, a Canadian woman has got her website. It's called One Woman Wilderness. Oh, she's very well endowed in front, and she's baking bread today. Oh, I just can't take my eyes off of her. And she made them jalapeno poppers, stuffed them with cream cheese and wrapped bacon. It's lovely. I made some. And they're good. And you put them in the oven, cook them. Yeah, all right. This is KQ4EN. I thought I'd let y'all. Y'all might want to try that.
thank you, guys. All right, let's see. North Korea fires missiles for fourth time this month. Man, they're getting rid of the program, aren't they? In Seoul, South Korea, North Korea fired two suspected ballistic missiles into the sea Monday in its fourth weapons launch this month.
That would be
Trump, the military buddy. Said was the apparent goal of demonstrating its military might during pause diplomacy with the United States and pandemic border closures. South Korea Joint Chief of Staff said North Korea likely fired two short-range ballistic missiles from an area in Sunan, S-U-N-A-N, the site of Pyongyang's International Airport. The missiles were launched 4 minutes apart and flew about 236 miles with a maximum altitude of 26 miles before landing in waters off the country's northeastern coast. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said the missiles did not pose an immediate threat to the U.S. personnel or territory or its allies, but highlighted the destabilization impact of North Korea's illicit weapons program. Japanese Defense Minister Yokichi, C-I-S-H-I, said the missiles landed outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. And Chief Cabinet Secretary Matsuno condemned the actions as threats to peace. South Korean President Moon Jae-in, who was visiting the United Arab Emirates, instructed officials to make utmost efforts to ensure stability on the Korean Peninsula. It also said members of the Presidential National Security Council stressed the need to revive nuclear diplomacy with North Korea. The U.S. Special Representative for North Korea, Sung Kim, called his counterparts in Japan and South Korea to discuss the launches and urged the North to instead engage in dialogue. The two officials pledged to continue their close coordination, the U.S. Department of State said. North Korea conducted flight tests of a purported hypersonic missile on January the 5th and January the 11th, and also test fired ballistic missiles from a train on Friday in an apparent reprisal for new sanctions imposed by the Biden administration. North Korea has been ramping up tests in recent months of new potentially nuclear-capable missiles designed to be maneuverable and fly at low altitudes, which potentially improves their chances of evading missile defenses in the region. Some experts say North Korea's ruler Kim Jong-un is going back to a tried-and-true tactic of pressuring his neighbors in the U.S. with missile launches and threats before offering negotiations meant to extract concessions. A U.S.-led diplomat push aimed at convincing North Korea to abandon the nuclear weapons program collapsed in 2019 after the Trump administration rejected the North's demand for major sanctions relief in exchange for a partial surrender of its nuclear capability. Kim has since pledged to further expand a nuclear arsenal he currently sees as the strongest guarantee of survival. His government has so far rejected the Biden administration's call to resume dialogue without preconditions, saying that Washington must first abandon its hostile policy. The term North Korea mainly used to describe sanctions and combined U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Kim Dong-yeon, a professor at Seoul University of North Korean Studies, said North Korea may have conducted another launch to question Washington and could continue to dial up its activity after vowing stronger action over what is perceived as U.S. hostility. So, these people are crazy. There's no dealing with them. I think when Bill Clinton was in there, he gave them a bunch of missile technology and built a whole bunch of stuff for them. And And he really helped us out a whole lot by giving them all that missile technology, I'm telling you. These liberals are just don't know what to do, though, that's for sure. They really hurt our country. Look at what Biden did with all of our gun ships, all of our ammunition, guns, planes, everything else over in Afghanistan. He left it for all the countries over there, China, Russia, Afghanistan. He left it so they could use them against us. And if that's not treason, I don't know what is. So back to you up there, Bob, and Larry in Tennessee, KA8JY, NCLOQ, Bob Smith. Yeah, I expect there'll be a war there for too long. You can't just keep 100,000 troops on the border there too long at a time. They're going to go ahead and take it over if they want to.
Right. but I'm sorry that it's going that way, but it usually does.
You said 9% of COVID. You know, I think they just changed those numbers. I heard that today on the news. They changed it because of Biden's speech coming up. He says, "See, I licked this, and it's going to claim he's beating it." Now, where's Mo at? Is that the Nebraska station? That's a long way.
I hear you good, Mo.
What I wrote down. North Korea and Iran. no reason we can't go ahead with their nuke program now that Biden's in office. Whoopi Goldberg. That's Larry's right. About Clinton. Sold them the technology. And that's exactly right. Everybody knows. He wasn't ever indicted. That's 100% treason. And Biden commits treason leaving Afghanistan like that. And they give them all them military equipment. I had to buy my own gun when I was 18. I still got, they want to take it away. I'd like to have a helicopter with a rocket and a machine gun for free. Yeah, I had to pay my own, and they won't take it. Oh, gosh. There you go. Well, let's see. I think that's the only page I got. Bob, trying to find it. It was a good net. It's not over yet. Y'all continue. This is KQ4EN.
All righty, Mr. Reed. It's a pleasure having you with us. Thank you for being here. KQ4 Echo November with his poppers in his mouth. Let me jump down to Mr. Larry. And for ROQ, Mr. Larry, your final thoughts, and Mr. Mo says he can hear you. Over.
Yeah, well, that's good news. Good news. I got an article here. I'll just go ahead and read it. This is from Dr. Jim Ferguson. This is in an article, Focus also down here. Really good article here. I'll read this and I hope you guys like it. Here it says, Science, Politics, and Football. The doctor is in. It says, Dr. Jim Ferguson. If science can't be questioned, it's not science anymore. It's propaganda. Who wrote that? You won't believe. It's Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, football player. Shaking her head, a friend told me she could not understand the abject leadership of the Democrats. You mean the people who masquerade as Democrats, I quit. They are actually progressive socialists. I could tell by her facial expression that she was confused, so I continued by explaining the term Democrat is a label of historical interest. It is no longer a relevant brand because the FDRs and John Kennedys of the world have long since departed. Modern Democrat leadership is defined and controlled by AOC and her squad. Perhaps Joe Manchin is an exception. We'll see. But I ascribe to Rush Limbaugh's theory that a liberal is always a liberal first and foremost, whether they are in West Virginia, Europe, or Canada. Identify with Alexander and Judith Zoyas' children's book. Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Only for America, it's been a terrible, horrible year of inflation with rising prices, loss of energy independence, an end to border control, rising crime, widespread supply issues, a disastrous foreign policy, and rampant COVID fear. And Democrats want our vote? A year ago, Americans voted against Trumpian austerity and indelicate tweets in favor of dementia and decline. Americans no longer listen to the media and won't make that mistake again. Actually, at the start of 2022, I am hopeful. Polls show that two-thirds of the country has awakened to the harsh reality that effective policy is preferential to crime and its anti-American CRT and racist BLM. However, in answer to my friend's original question, surveys suggest one-third of Americans are controlled by the ideology or duped by those driven by the adulterous pursuits of power, prestige, or party. I told my friend there is one other consideration. Perhaps godless leftists are enthralled to malevolent forces or evil. Remember the Ferguson axiom. Sometimes the best answer for the otherwise inexplicable is evil. The poster child of ideology, literacy, and political perversion is St. Fossey. Fossey's flip-flops, his misinformation, and abject lies are legendary. I trust you are aware of Fossey and former NIH Director Francis Collins' coordinated suppression of the Great Barrington Declaration. This 2020 document put together by scientists, physicians, and medical personnel is over 900,000 signatures. The GBD advised a policy of focused protection of the most vulnerable during the COVID pandemic. These experts felt that shutdowns, which continue to this day, are producing damaging physical and mental health consequences worldwide. Dennis Prager recently observed you can live a safe life or you can live a full life. You can't live both. And John Pohoretz, that's spelled P-O-D-H-O-R-E-T-Z, observed, remember that the American economy is not abstract thing. It's the ecosystem
in which we live, and we are going to live with the consequences of having disrupted it the way we did for at least a decade. I believe the consequences of COVID mismanagement will extend far beyond a decade. Consider the flood of illegal narcotics across our now absent southern border, and record number of Americans dying of overdoses on smuggled Chinese fentanyl. Consider the invasion along the southern border and the transportation of unscreened illegals across the country on Biden's air clandestine midnight plane ride. Consider children and teachers forced to wear masks, obscuring everyone's face. Consider children losing years due to school closures and online facts or false education. I have tried to educate medical students by Zoom, and it is substandard. I can't imagine trying to remote K-12 younglings. And lastly, I have lost confidence in and respect to virtually every aspect of our leadership class in the institutions of government, including the CDC, the military leadership, and the FBI. A recent Rasmussen poll showed only 46% of Americans have a favorable opinion of the FBI. There are motors and scullies out there looking for the truth, the X-Files, but the FBI leadership is corrupt. I have not watched college football since activists began taking a knee, but it is a playoff season, and I've always liked quarterback Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers. His recent observation got me thinking about football again and challenged me to reconsider my opinion of the National Football League. Rodgers must be doing something right because the Packers have the best record in the NFL, and he has upset the list. Perhaps it is just as wrong to judge a country by the Washington leadership class or the NFL by the woke Commissioner Roger Goodell or the lunacy of a few players. As the latter, I give the examples of Colin Kaepernick and more recently the disturbed Antonio Brown. I also admire Tampa Bay's Tom Brady, his comments regarding his teammate Antonio Brown were emphatic and appropriate. I don't know who I'll cheer for if Rodgers and Brady meet during the playoffs, but whatever we learned in 2021, I hope we have learned that politicians and the best tech oligarchs are as untrustworthy as the media. Adam Schiff, Zuckerberg, and CNN are obvious examples. However, there are good people in the media and in Washington. One of my favorite old movies is Frank Capra's Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, starring Jimmy Stewart. The movie is about a senator who tries to keep his virtue in the Washington swamp and succeeds. There are some Mr. Smiths in Washington, including our own Marsha Blackburn. We could pray that they don't lose their way in the Washington swamp, and we could settle over and hold them than their party. All is not lost, and I am optimistic about our country. America has gone through the far worst times that we are currently experiencing. Notable examples are the Civil War, the Great Depression, and the World War II. President Trump's Thanksgiving message gives me hope. He said, "Do not worry, we will be great again, and we will do it all together." Great words of encouragement by a true leader. So vote for Trump and vote the Socialist Democrats out of office and pray for our nation. Thank you very much.
Roger, Roger, Larry. That is a good statement. America has gone through some pretty troubling times. The Civil War, World War II, look at the Vietnam War. Look at all the unrest during the Vietnam era. The shootings right here in my neck of the woods on Kent State campus. So yeah, there has been some difficult times, and we will pursue and win this battle. That's a true statement. Thank you, Larry. N4ROQ KHLY. Mr. Gary, your final thoughts. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha, and an X-ray.
Okay, Mom. KHLY, I'm says, we, the gangbusters, they're all filling our concrete. You, excellent, Bob. The band must be shifting.
Roger, roger. I hear you. 5-8. You are sounding great, Gary. WB2JAX, thank you for being with us tonight and your contribution. Yeah, I didn't listen to his speech. I'll put on Stinchfield here when we're done with the net and catch a little bit of what Stinchfield has to say about it. But I did hear good old Sleepy Sippy Cup Joe made a comment about he's a capitalist. He's destroyed American capitalism. But apparently he must be thinking, I better change my tune, because I'm going down the toilet. Over. Yeah, he's got to read his cards or the teleprompters, and then he can't even read the teleprompter properly. That's what's even funnier. It is like a puppet pulling the strings. It probably is Barack Obama pulling the strings. Thank you. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-ray. Last time I missed is Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. Mr. Mo, what are your final thoughts for the Liberty Net?
KD0RSA. Well, thank you, Bob, for letting me on.
I am 180 miles west of Lincoln, Nebraska, which is quite a ways in a way, but not really. But anyway, my thoughts about the country, and somebody mentioned something about the Second World War. Even your son and all them fellows that during the Vietnam and Korea and Second World War, First World War, and Civil War, there was a lot of men got killed during that. And then they talk about right now the white race is not keeping up with numbers of white people. Well, in my opinion, that has a lot to do with it. A lot of us young men got killed off during them excavations and what have you. But I'll just sign off by saying that during the Second World War, one of the songs or sayings was "Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition and we'll all stay free." And I think that holds up till today over.
Roger, roger. I do remember seeing posters about that. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Thank you, Mr. Moe, for being with us. It's good to hear that you're well. Thank you for sending that cold weather my way. Over.
Well, I'll probably be sending it your way, but that's the only way the world works. Right now, we're just one above right now. Over.
Wow. We're supposed to be zero tomorrow night, so that's kind of cool. Well, thank you. I'm sorry the band was kind of crappy, but we did our best. A lot of good comments. I really appreciate each and every one of you. KO4FE, KQ4EN, N4ROQ, WB2JX, and KD0RSA. Thank you for being with us tonight. Hopefully we'll hear you on Saturday, and it'll be a better band condition. So as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to our founder, W1WCR, Mr. Victor. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country, our first responders, our soldiers, our sailors, our airmen, our coasties, and our Marines. And God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for being with me tonight. KAHJOY, and I'll be clear.
Thanks again, Bob and Paul, for done recording there. And have a good rest of the week. And so I'll look at
you. Doing the recordings. I hope you're still listening. KHOI.
Where did you say Nathan, Nebraska? Mo?
I'm west, 180 miles west of Lincoln, Nebraska. At Gothenburg's my mailing address, but I live north of there in the hills. Over.
Near Gothenburg. Okay. Well, nice to meet you. Yeah, I hear you good.
Right on Interstate 80, and you'll find that. Over.
Yeah, it just made me wonder. That's a long way from North Carolina. Yeah, do you sound good?
Yeah, it's a long way from North Carolina, that's for sure.
You sound good, Mo, from SYOQ. I'm listening to 100 watts tonight. You sound good.
Well, you're coming in good. I can understand what you say, at least.
Thank you. I changed to a Kenwood tonight, so I'm going to have to brag on my Kenwood.
Yeah, that's probably what done it.
Are you barefoot, Larry?
Hey.
Well, that's a wonder. Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, maybe I can get lucky and get everything hooked up right and have a little power on it. I used to run one amp, but I had a little problem with that one.
going to pick on Gary before he gets gone totally. He's a two station. He's talking about the criminal January 6th commission. That's a bunch of mess. I think the FBI and the DOJ, and they're all criminals. They're all being criminalized. What's the word? They've been used against us. Weaponized, yeah. Obama started that mess. He's weaponizing the IRS and everybody against us. And it's come to find out he's teamed up with Hillary to, trying to make who's the next president. They ought to be put in jail, all of them. Get it first is Adam Schiff. It just eats me. I know there's a lot more people need it before him, but like Hillary or some of them, but he just looks evil. He's a lawyer, and I just can't. That's outright evil. All politics, and it makes you sick. I think that's why I was telling Bob and Bill, he explains it good. I like to hear him because he listens. He pays attention, and I can't stand to listen to him, but they'll come on here on Saturday night when I get home and tell me what they said. They'll just get more ill at it. It's KQ4EN at 25 till.
That's why, okay.
Anybody wants to talk, but I was going to say, I put it on YouTube, and I've got it set for, all the stuff that I like pops up, and I've tried other things, and it's incredible how many dumb people the media stuff. I don't know why it's like that. Now, why do people, they don't know they're lying? They don't know they're stupid. They don't know that their brain is wrong, or is it? And it's not me. I'm like that guy in that movie. He says, "You mean I'm crazy?" That's what it's like. And there's everybody's crazy but me. Yeah, go figure. It's KQ for you. Yeah, I wait a minute there to make sure nobody else wants to speak. You know, what upsetting me this week is Trump made a statement about DeSantis. I love them both. I like DeSantis. He's doing the right thing for his state. And Trump's worried he's going to run for president in 24. Last I heard, DeSantis says, "No, I'm running for another governorship." And Trump got an idea. He says, "You don't like my you don't like my vaccine or something." Trump says Trump's proud of his vaccine, which I don't doubt. I don't blame him. You know, all the flus back in history has a vaccine, and he got it done. He got through the red tape real quick, and he's proud of it. I don't blame him. And I got it. And you know, maybe it might save my wife from getting it, but. Ron, take the stance, you know, it's evil, but and Trump don't like it, and I hate to see him fight like that, but I like them both. But, you know, I had the flu one time, and a couple times, and that was the worst thing. That's 10 times worse than COVID, so I've been getting the flu shot for the last 20 years, and last time I got the flu, it was like a headache for about 2 days. And I knew what it was. I knew I had the flu, but that flu shot got shed of it. Yeah, I know it's a fact. So I'm a believer. Yeah, a little bit they know about it, it suits me. But I don't know. You know what? I was talking about y'all was talking about fentanyl killing people, but fentanyl make a racehorse run like crazy. It's good for racehorses, and they make another one to make stallions real firm, you know, but it's not for humans. It'll turn blue and fall off if you get it. And then I think this ivermectin stuff is a trick from the liberals. They tricked us into that ivermectin, because if you got a tapeworm, it'll get shit out of you in about 45 seconds. But I need to run around barefoot out in the pasture to get me a tapeworm. I don't want to get rid of it. KQ4EN.
KQ4EN. I'm
no, it's ivermectin. Look it up. It's, and it's real powerful. If you got a tapeworm, all you got to do is... But it don't do anything for your lungs. You know, if you got pneumonia, you just poison yourself. Don't do anything for pneumonia.
Hey, Ray, I heard zinc and, of course, hydrochloroquine. That's a malaria drug. They say that is probably the cheapest. They have a lot of ivermectin and, you know, the Democrats don't want you to use it. They want to use their high, expensive, $25,000 or more of drugs to give you while you're in the hospital so they can make a bunch of money off that stuff. And they like to get you in that hospital, and they want to give you a ventilator and all that stuff. They end up killing a lot of people. They die in there. Well, if they give them... They give them hydrochloroquine or ivermectin, they probably get out in a day or two. They wouldn't even have to go in. A lot of the emergency room doctors used to give them. These frontline doctors, I've watched some of their speeches, especially the lady, you know, I've forgotten her name right off, but I've listened to her speech a couple of times, and she said that she gave them hydrochloroquine tablets, and that malaria drug, and it cured them right off. So you don't have to have all this. This is just a ploy to take this shot. They want to keep giving you a booster and another shot and all this stuff, saying the thing is changing into a different form, and this shot's not good anymore. We have to change and give you another shot and all that. It'll go on forever. These Democrats want to run this crap on forever. You can use that ivermectin or hydrochloroquine and get it away from it right away. The shot does not even keep you from catching it. And they're trying to blame the people that don't take the shot. And there's all kinds of things to them. In China, I noticed that they were taping and sealing the doors to a lot of the people that hadn't had the shot over there. Even though they don't have a lot of food with them and all that, I read that. But they were getting ready for the Olympics over there, the Winter Olympics, I guess. And they're sealing the doors of the people over there, especially the ones that hadn't taken their killer vaccine, the killer shot. So that's what you'll get in the U.S. if you keep voting for these liberal Democrats. So they'll turn all these Mexicans and all these others loose and fly them all over the U.S. and don't give them any shots or anything at all. But when it comes to people here in the U.S., they want to, they want to say you got to lose your job and you got to do this and do that if you don't take this vaccine. Where are they flying all these Mexicans and people around all over the U.S. and sticking them in, especially these states that are more, the swing states? That's where they're putting them there, over.
Yeah. I like Ron DeSantis. He's allotted $8 million to ship all them people that Biden flew into his state and dropped off. He's rounding them up. Now he's got a plan to ship them to Delaware and Martha's Vineyard. Well, that's where Obama lives. Now, ain't that going to be something? If that happens, you know how fast they'll shut the border? Yeah, that's I like that man. He's got a plan. It sounds a lot like Trump.
Yeah,
Well, I've always thought Starbucks as a liberal outfit, but I guess, yeah, we'll find out. I go and I'm a truck driver. I go a lot of places, and I don't see anybody with a mask much. Yeah, just a few. Well, I'm a Cardinals outfit, and I deliver windows. I go to the building supply warehouses, Lowe's, Home Improvement, and the Lowe's people, they have to wear a mask. They took care of you, I'm sure. I was the opposite. I worked in construction until I hurt my back, and then I started driving a truck, and that's the easiest job in the world now. Well, no, I beg to differ with that, because I have to unload it. Yeah, I have to get the windows off. And that's supposed to be good for you. And I'm fat in the belly, and I have to have exercise, so I like that part.
Where'd you go this week?
My usual run out to Nashville, Tennessee. That was great, yeah.
Yeah, when you got to go back?
Well, it looks like they're concerned about the weather tomorrow. Like, I was supposed to leave Sunday last week, and they pushed it up till Monday. Good thing they did, because we got it heavy here. Tennessee didn't get quite as bad. But now they're worried about Thursday. It probably won't be nothing, but they're cautious. When I got back to the plant today, that looked like about half the cars, half the parking lot was full. Excuse me, I got a burp. They didn't have any trailers ready to go. All the trailers were empty, sitting in a empty trailer lot. So I don't know what's going on. I think they just shied off from the weather.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain tonight and rain tomorrow, and then a big cold front's coming in. It'll probably freeze on the roads. I'm sure that's what they're looking at.
Yeah, well, I was stuck out there in Tennessee last year with the black ice, and people didn't even open. I drove up to the door and got on black ice. I said, well, I gotta get out and put salt down on the road. And I did. I wasted a 5-gallon bucket of salt trying to get out of one place. They wasn't even open.
How's this? I kind of moved my microphone here a little bit. Some of the connections on it, cleaned on it a little bit. Is it sounding any better? It's still got a real low tone to it.
I think you're a little bit louder earlier, but that's the band. No, your microphone sounds okay, Larry. I'm proud of you.
Okay, that first everybody said it, I sounded real bassy and played some of it back to me. I didn't sound too good myself, so maybe it's starting to do better. I hope so. I've got some more mics that might sound better, but I haven't found them yet. I'm going to keep looking here, and maybe I'll run into another one. But I'm glad you got in here. I was hoping I'd kick you out there on the road somewhere. you know, once you stop for the night, do you give me a call. I try to monitor, you know, and just give me a call.
Yeah, I saw your message pop up as soon as you sent it, but I was driving and I couldn't answer. I said, hey, I remember to get on, and so I did, and I like what y'all doing here, and I'll always participate when I can.
Yeah, just call Abby. The next night we don't have them there. If you just out and want to talk to someone there, just give me a holler there, over.
Yeah, I do that too. I know you got buddies over there in Chattanooga or Cleveland somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't hear John on tonight. Maybe he got busy got to doing something else there and didn't get a chance to get on, but missed John tonight.
Well, and where there's Athens, what's across the river over there? I go to all those places. I've been to all the Lowe's Home Improvement. And Georgia, Dalton, Fort, what's that name? North Georgia. And I go up to go up 24, and there's a couple of Lowe's up there, and I go down to Alabama 59, and can't think of the names now, but yeah, I've been to all of them. I've been all over the place.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, John lives real close to Chattanooga. He lives there probably closer to Cleveland, but he's not too far from Chattanooga.
Yeah, that's why I was asking about the Nebraska station. I still didn't get a good name of his town. Somebody hit me in the ass in downtown Omaha. I was done and everything. I was going to the truck stop. There's a new Love's truck stop up there in Omaha, Nebraska, and I was on I-80. Just right down the road, 65 mile an hour, somebody hit me hard in the ass end. I said, wait, I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and this guy's spinning crazy, going around and around the circle, and hit the left and tore his car off, just totaled his car. And I stopped on the right shoulder, and he's on the left shoulder. And he walked up there, and we traded information, and I called my manager. I said, ain't my fault this time. Well, it ain't never my fault, but he fessed up and took pictures of his car. I said, I'm not getting out here. It's rush hour. It's four lanes of traffic. We're going about 60 miles. People blowing their horn. And I said, go back there and take some pictures, and you got my phone number now. Just message me the pictures. And he did. And so I took off, and I left him sitting there to wait for a tow truck. Didn't hurt me none. Well, he was texting. He come off the ramp about 80 mile an hour and hit me in the ass. He's texting, I guess.
Yeah. I don't think they should have put the law. People's got to be responsible for their actions. And I don't think you should put laws out there. It's got a non-texting law. Okay. That's not the only thing. Unattentive driving. If you drop your cell phone, you might run into somebody. If you're working on your face there, like a lot of the women do, putting your makeup on, going to work, and all this stuff. You can't put a law in there to stop all that stuff. So you gotta say you gotta be responsible. If you run off the road, you're just responsible. You can't put a law in there, you can't do this, you can't do that. I mean, you could put 1,000 different things in there you shouldn't do, when you're driving, but you got to have people responsible. You got to just make them responsible for that stuff. If you have a wreck, you're just responsible. You don't need to start putting in there, can't do this while you're driving, you can't do that, you can't do that. I mean, that's ridiculous to me.
Yeah, well, another time, I was in Shelby, North Carolina. I was in downtown Shelby. I was going to take a right turn. I was at a red light, and there were parallel parking spaces. And this car, he was going to get in them parking spaces and get on. You know, it says no wide right turn, whatever. Don't get on the right side of me when I'm fixing to turn right. Well, he got up in there, and the light turned green. I turned, and he was right there. And I saw him in the nick of time. I could have rolled my back tires right over top of his car, but I stopped. And it just barely creased the trailer, hit the right beside his driver's window. And I didn't crash it. He could still roll it up and down, but it made a mark in the... And the doggone sheriff came, he couldn't decide who was at fault. I said, duh. Well, I got it on camera. But I didn't, because, you know, the camera was looking out the windshield. So they finally decided it was his fault. So.
Yeah, going behind a truck, you got to be really careful about that. Yeah, for the right-hand turn, that's for sure. I saw a bus one time. It was on Chapman Highway at 441, and he was, it could have been a female driving the bus. She was turning right, and of course, she went way over in the second lane to turn right, and then she turned, there was a car following pretty close to her, and he just kept going in the right-hand lane. Well, he got stopped just in time, but I thought he was going to go completely into the side of the bus, you know, because she was turning right, and he just wasn't attentive, you know, to what was happening in front of him. And the bus had to turn, had to make a wide sweep, like a big truck, like an 18-wheeler would, to turn right. You can't turn a long vehicle without giving a little bit of extra lane there to turn in. So, that happens pretty often, I'm sure.
Well, you know, these signs that says, turn your lights on when raining. And it'll be raining. And there's a car going slow, and you put your turn signal on to go around, and the car behind you don't have no headlights on, and it's raining, and you just pass the sign and say, turn your headlights on when raining. And you get up, and he acts like he's pissed, but he gets over in the median and passes on the median, no headlights, and honks his horn and acts like he's mad for you trying to go around a slow car. That's typical four-wheeler.
Really watch all of them, man.
No,
they
don't.
Gotta be really careful driving anymore. I think people really, their mental health is not very good now with the economy and the job situation and the highs. Everything has gone up sky high. The cars and trucks and paying bills and trying to buy food and housing, everything has gone sky high. It's not good for people's mental health. So they, a lot of times, you know, they're out there driving and it's not good for, it's easy to get them upset and they'll run over you. I mean, women and men, they're, everything calms back down, they get a Republican in there, you'll see a big difference. The price and everything of food and gas and everything and cars and everything is going to go back down. after Republican gets back in, puts people back to work, and gets some of our factories back in the U.S., that the Democrats run them all off. So they went all Mexico and China and everywhere else, and they're not trying to get them back. The Democrats are trying to put more regulations, you know, on for factories and different places. So all this EPA crap they're going along with, and you know, they're trying to kill our economy, and they certainly will. You know, with all their regulations and everything that they've got, that's what they want to do. They want to decrease their population with these shots. They're giving these shots to all the different people, which hurts your immune system. Then when you catch something, then you don't have an immune system to fight it off. And so that's the thing about these shots that they're giving. They're supposed to hurt the immune system. So just remember that. Try to take the D3 vitamin and stay out in the sun. Get you some vitamin D and help, you know, I think that'll help some there. But I don't know how. You know, I don't know if it's going to come true or not. You know, these shots are very deadly, is what I've been reading. You know, on I know you took it. I hope everything goes well for you.
Well, yeah, I'm about to lose you. I missed that last part, but I can cite several times that, you know, like another time I was, I had a green light that, you know, and the car in front of me wouldn't go, and then finally went, and I started pulling out, and then the light turned yellow. So I got about halfway out there and stopped dead. This guy come up crazy fast over the intersection hill. It was like a blind intersection, and he run up there. I was at a dead stop. He run up there and hit me in the front, and I had a drive cam. The company truck has a drive camera, and the cop come up there and says, "Well, let me see it." I said, "Well, I don't know how to do it." He said, "Well, I ain't gonna give you no ticket. This is a blind. It happens all the time. It's a blind intersection." And they seen that guy come up over the hill when I was at a dead stop and run over and hit me on purpose, and they charged him.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I see what you mean. Yep. All right. Yeah, well, that band is starting to go away a little bit there. Reed, I don't think I'm going to take a break for a while. Do some of my chores and all, and hopefully the band will get a little better. Hope you will hang around there. Maybe we'll talk to you a little bit later.
Yeah, it's getting pretty rough. All right. Anyway, that tickled me. A guy, he thought he was going to collect, had to pay for it himself. He probably did about $500 worth of damage. Didn't do none to me. But anyway, that tickled me. Yeah. All right, I'll talk to you, Gary. What's your name? Larry. All right. KQ4EN. I'll see y'all later.
Okay, Reed. You hope you know how to make sure your wife and everything, you got everything she needs there. And I know you just got in not too long ago. So you take care up there, and hopefully we'll hear you some while you're off. After you get stopped in the evening, give me a call, text me, and tell me if you're getting ready to get on the radio. But I think the band's going to get better here for a while, in a little while anyway. You take care, Reed, from N4ROQ. We'll be listening here in a little while.
Yeah, I'm off tomorrow and the next day and the next day. I'll talk to you, Larry. Appreciate you. Yeah, give me an alert. Give me the heads up. I'll talk to you later.
KQ4EN. KQ4EN, that's what I'll keep. Take care, guys. Anyone listening there, Have a good night, and we'll be listening in here after a while. N4, okay.